Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. You know, it's funny. Years ago, I went on air. My very first time on air was January 9th, 2009. And for probably the first year or two, I would be so nervous. You know, as I start to hear that music come on for the Dr. Dahlia Show, I've had that same bumper music since I started. Doctor. Okay, I get all nervous. I still get nervous a little bit when I hear it. Okay, but about 5 years, almost 6 years ago, I would start to hyperventilate. I wouldn't breathe well. I'm like, okay, don't mess up, don't fart, don't burp, don't do nothing. And I get all nervous, like I'm about to go on air. Here I am, almost 6 years later. I have a mouse that doesn't work. I have my iced tea where accidentally all the Equal landed on one side, so it's kind of bitter on the other side, and so I'm kind of cringing because I just drank some bitter tea. My iPhone is about to go out because I can't find the charger, and I'm trying to pull up the stories I want to talk about that I prepared all morning and last night. And if you could see a time swap, if you could see a video of the difference between me 5 and 6 years ago getting ready for a show and now, you'd be like, am I even, you know, taking this seriously? And I am. It's just, it's funny how much more comfortable. You know, if I actually think about, you know, that the show is on GCN Network and iHeartRadio and all that, and we have all these people listening to the show right now, I would get nervous, but I don't. I think I'm in a room, you know, with closed walls, you know, a padded room with some gentleman in white standing in front of the door. I'm not really sure why he's there. He says he's security. I think everybody's just kind of trying to, you know, pretend like I'm a radio star and I'm really in some sort of an institution, but I don't know. And I just sit behind a mic and I start to talk. I feel kind of comfortable. Maybe practice makes perfect. Maybe just practice and practice and practice. Even though I know my show's not perfect, I know, far from it. Okay, I'm getting there. But it's just amazing how much more comfortable I've become. Now, of course, I want to pay it forward, and I want to get everybody else that I know that started to have anxiety about speaking to people, et cetera, comfortable. And so today I'm going to be going down tonight, I'm going down to UNLV to lecture to a bunch of students and perform these, like, interviews, mock interviews, to get them ready for their graduate school interview or job interview, et cetera. And, I mean, I got some good questions here, and I am going to nail them good. I am going to be so – I got to be careful saying that in college. No, we're not talking what I used to do. Talk about in terms of interview. I mean, I am going to keep these guys and girls on their toes, because if they could get through an interview with me – then a regular interview, a real-life interview, should be a piece of cake. So, anyway, here we are. I'm going to be first talking to some medical students. So, you know, I'm going to ask them, okay, why do you want to go to medical school? Well, I want to go to medical school because I really love helping people. Yeah, right? Yeah, well, why? What, so you want to be a doctor to help people? Yes. Well, you could help people being a teacher, a nurse. Yeah. Well, no, I want to healthcare. Well, then be a nurse. Why be a doctor? I got 1,000 other applicants right now that I got to go through. All right. I mean, if you just want to help people, you can help people a variety of ways. Okay. But I got to sift through 1,000 applicants. Well, can you please pick me? Why should I pick you? Why you? Well, because I'm very energetic. Yeah, you got to do better than that, babe. You're taking too long. Hurry. I need an answer now. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Okay. She's out. Name your strengths.
Well, you know, I bench press 250.
Name the strengths. Why should I let you into professional school? Why should I give you this job?
Well, you know, because I'm a real go-getter.
You know, pass. Name your weaknesses. Well, I watch too much porn. I, like to, light my cat on fire. You're out. Name two current events that are going on right now that pertains to your generation.
Current events? Well, Justin Bieber, TP'd house, so I guess vandalism is a current event.
No. Ebola?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Ebola. It's a new group.
Now, listen, this was me in college. I wasn't watching current events. The only thing I knew about current events was the O.J. Simpson trial and the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. Other than that, I was too busy in medical school and school to watch the news. I want to make sure these kids are watching the news. All right? What is Obamacare?
Oh, Obamacare is really, really cool. Really, really neat. Why is it neat?
Because my mom said so.
No. Explain, what is it?
Okay, and why? And I don't care. I don't care if they like it or not. Do you know what it is? All right? Now, for the medical students, you got one nurse walking down the hallway at 5 miles an hour. You have another nurse, You got another nurse walking down the hallway in a different direction at 3 miles an hour, but is caring for patient charts. Which nurse will reach the nurse's station first? Assuming there's a wind speed for both at 50 miles an hour.
Can I have a pencil?
No, you can't. If your family, all right, is asking you to choose between them and graduate school or your job, what do you choose?
What does my mother-in-law look like?
All right, so, I mean, I am really, really going to work on these guys, and I want to make sure that they know how to answer. I'm going to ask the students, what's your opinion on medical marijuana?
Dude, I'm so for it. I smoked joint before this interview.
Really? Really? All right. Are you going to get pregnant while you're in medical school? I need to know. That's an inappropriate question, but I want them to know how to handle an inappropriate question. Okay? Do you tell them that's an inappropriate question? What are you, Jewish? Catholic? What kind of a name is Burstein?
You sound Jewish. Sir, I don't think you're allowed to ask me that.
All right, we'll see how it goes. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this is interesting. I was watching this video. You guys heard there was a video done by an actress, Shoshana, I gotta look up her name, Roberts, maybe? And I guess what she did is she tied a camera to a gentleman in front of her, and she walked around New York City for about 10 hours. And she videotaped all the times that somebody would
cat collar, they call it. I think in Spanish you call it piropos. Kind of like a hey baby. Just kind of like hitting on you type of thing. Okay. It used to happen to me 20 some years ago, not recently. So it definitely brought me back down memory lane. But you see her, and she didn't ask, she just kind of kept to herself. She just kept walking, right? And it was kind of an interesting video that she did. I mean, I was actually expecting more. You know, I mean, even though I don't look the way I used to look, I mean, I've walked up and down the streets in New York or Vegas or whatever, and you get that all the time. Hey, look over here. Hey, honey. Hey, baby, nice butt. Hey, nice rack. Nice this. Okay, and you get that all the time. You don't make eye contact, and you just keep walking. And she was getting, what's up, beautiful, smile, etc. It got a little creepy when somebody started to walk next to her, like for 5 minutes, according to this video. And he just kept walking with her. All right. And I got, a little nervous. I'm like, okay, what? Is he going to try to, push her into an alley? And you saw she kind of kept the fast speed. She didn't talk to them. She didn't, it didn't look like she was inviting them. She just wore a black shirt, black pants, etc. And I guess there is a, there's an organization. It's called an anti-street harassment organization. And they're the ones that put out the video. And Emily May, executive director of Hollaback, the name of the company, says this is having a very serious impact on the way we live our lives. Now, the footage was shot by Rob Bliss. He was the one that, I guess, had a camera on his backpack, walked several feet in front of the actress, Shoshana Roberts. And it's alarming in that, we women and men, okay, men get it too, okay? You know, how many times have we ladies looked at a man going, hey, baby, you look hot, okay? The guy will usually turn around and go, yeah, baby, what's up? We're like, oh, wait, never mind. And I just expected you to walk. I didn't think you were going to act on it. Now I'm all scared. Sorry. And then they walk on. Prude. But, this is something we women deal with all the time. All right? And we train our daughters and we train our, kids to just kind of eyes forward. In New York, you never walk right on the side of the street, but you also don't walk right near an alley in case of being dragged into an alley. So you kind of walk any sort of city. You want to walk where people can see you. You want to walk very quickly. You don't want to look, especially in New York, like, oh, wow, look at the skyscrapers. Look up like you're a tourist. You look like you know where you're going. You look like you're on a mission, and it seems to deter others. People will still hit on you. I really don't understand that, about people on the side, them just kind of sitting there, right? They look at you, and they're like, hey, baby. I mean, what am I supposed to do as the baby, right? Am I supposed to go, oh, hi. Oh, you looked at me? I mean, what are they expecting? Now, some people have nothing better to do but to sit on the sidelines, right, and just watch people, like pray. Now, I notice my cats do that, too. The male cat will sit there, and he will watch the girl cats kind of, with the little fluffy tushies, kind of run around. And he'll just kind of sit there. You think he's benign. You think he's just kind of sitting there doing nothing. Apollo, our dog, does that, too. Now, we got this little girl dog with the little fluffy tushy that also runs around. So the guy, the male animals will kind of sit there and just kind of watch and scope out. My husband does that too. My husband will just sit there, okay, and he'll watch and see what the situation is. For anybody, any woman who says, men are just kind of sitting there, couch potatoes or whatever. Oh, no. Men are very, very shrewd, very, very intelligent, very, very calculating, okay? Just because they're sitting there watching some TV, they're drinking a beer, acting like they're not listening to you and they can't hear you. No, it's extremely well calculated. All right? So my husband will sit there and he'll watch. Because he'll see me run around, do this, and he's thinking. Okay? He's thinking, is she going to make me work? Is she going to make me do the dishes? Is she going to make me call her mother? Is she going to make me deal with the kids? Is she going to want sex? Can I maybe ask her for sex? Can I? So and he's thinking. He's thinking about all this while I'm running around. And I'm like, oh, I got to do this, 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 this. And then he thinks I'm about to make eye contact. He knows that if he makes eye contact with his wife, she's going to give him something to do. So he immediately looks at the TV. Okay, so there's no eye contact. So I'm like, well, he's busy.
I used to watch TV. So I go on. I'm running around circles, and all of a sudden I look back to see my husband, and whoa, almost got eye contact. No, don't have eye contact yet. So men are very calculating, okay? Not in a bad way. That's just how they are. Don't underestimate them. And so as a woman walking the streets, you need to be careful. You need to assume that there is somebody sitting there, a lion, a tiger, a bear, oh my, I don't know, just lying, you know, just sitting there, ready to pounce. They may pounce verbally, they may pounce physically, but when we get trained as little girls, if we were trained right, we're trained that out in the wild, there are going to be people ready to pounce. And one of the worst enemies are other women, okay? Other women are always going to be sizing you up. Other women always know how to make you feel weak. So you need to be very, very careful when you're out in the wild. You have no friends, right, with your female counterparts. You have no friends with your male counterparts. You may have some safety in groups and numbers, like a little cub, with other people your age. You may have some safety with other people of your sex, all right? But it can still be very, very dangerous to keep your guard up. And so, you know, you see a video like this, and I mean, do we need a movement to stop the cat calls? I'm a little bit more nervous. I'm not nervous about the hey baby, okay? I mean, you know, I see both sides do it, you know, females doing it to male doing it to female. I get a little bit more nervous about the sexually suggestive ones. I get more nervous about the, I'm going to just walk with you for the next 5 minutes. All right, not talking to you, but looking at you. Okay, that now you're in space. You're in our space. Now there's some sort of a momentum, an energy there that could unfortunately be used against me. That type of thing. So I don't know. It was a very, very interesting video. I would suggest you look at it. A lot of you will look at it going, I don't get this. I see this every day. But it, you know, I don't know where that movement needs to go. I don't know if what you have a police officer saying, don't be looking at a lady, don't be calling out to them. Now, what about the idea that people like it? People like getting flirted with, okay? You know, it depends on what the flirting is, okay? Flirting is only considered flirting if it's deemed that way a lot of times by the recipient. If not, it could be considered harassment, all right? And so one of you had written me a while back wanting to start to step things up with a coworker and asked about what's a good way to innocently flirt. Now, I, you know, immediately slammed them for, you know, trying to date a coworker. I think that's always bad. You never poop where you eat. Very, very bad idea. But you need to be very, very careful, you know, because some of you will flirt by looking, I couldn't stand when this would happen. You're trying to talk to somebody, so they decide to kind of look at your breasts, look down, and then look back up. Because they think if you liked that they looked at you, and I'm like, you aren't even listening to what I'm saying. All right, and I would just walk away, and I thought they were a pervert. All right, see, some guys, I got to teach you guys how to flirt. Okay, you have these people out there that may want to receive something more sexually suggestive, but for somebody like me, no, that wouldn't work. Okay, because to me, what's important to me as a woman is you listening, getting what I say, and doing what I'm suggesting. So if you're just sitting there checking me out, that would happen in medical school all the time. I'm trying to tell somebody something. I'm going to talk to another doctor, whatever. And they'll be starting to look at my boobies. I'm like, are you taking me seriously? I am trying to tell you something. That means you're not listening. That means you're not going to do what I say. And that means I just wasted my time. So if you really want to flirt, all right, look at their eyes and go, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying. And you're really making a lot of sense. I like what you have to say. And that is some powerful stuff. I'm serious, guys. How to flirt. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this study had come out. We're talking about flirting and dating. This study had come out saying 72% of men admit that they lie on the first date. All right? So 72% of men admit it. And these are some of the top lies that they do. Now, I assume 100% of everybody lies, all right? I still don't think I'm honest with my husband 100%.
That's going to take a while. That's going to take a while. But anyway, so one of the first things men will lie about, they say, and these are 72% who admit it, okay? One of the first things that men will lie about is what they do for a living. All right? They may be semi-truthful, but they may want to make it sound like they make more money. Again, this is all, go back to the animal kingdom, okay? You know, they think that their partner is going to want to find an alpha male that could provide, and the more they could provide, the more safety net she has for her and her younglings. All right. So they'll be like, yeah, you know, I own, I'm CEO of the Dr. Dahlia Show. You are CEO of the Dr. Dahlia Show? Wow. That sounds huge. Oh, it is. Oh, it is. I got the business card and everything. Wow. Gosh, Dr. Dahlia Show must be really big. Oh, it is. Next, the hobbies and interests. Okay. If you ask a guy on a date, what's your hobby? Okay, now, let's say one of the biggest hobbies is watching porn. Okay, they're not going to say that. They're going to say, you know what, I really like helping charities. One of my hobbies is work with charities. Oh, really? Oh, that sounds so good. Yeah, nice. See? All right? Okay? You know, what are one of your interests? Catcalling women as I walk down New York City. Really? No. My interest is to stop sexual harassment that happens on the cities and the streets of major metropolitan areas. Oh my gosh, that's like such a cool interest. See what I mean? All right. Next. A lot of them will lie about, oh, and now I just lost the article. Okay. Oh, well, that stinks. All right, hold on a second. I mean, what do women lie about? We lie about our age. We lie about not wearing Spanx. You know, I'll be at dinner, okay? Not even on a date because I'm married, but I'll be at dinner and I'll burp. And it's not that I'm burping, you know, because the food was good. I'm burping because I am wearing Spanx and I have gas. And so, but I'm not going to say that. And I'm going to say, you know, it was the Bob Ganoush. But you see? Okay? Another thing they say men will lie about is how much you're into sports. Oh man, it's football time. I'd like to go out with you again, but I mean, it's got to be around football season. It's got to be around the game, and you know, got to make sure I get up early. And yeah, okay, that's pretty attractive there. So they lie about that. My husband, he was just really honest about it. Like, really, I'm not as into football. I was more into football than he was, and I thought that'd be cool because that means, you know, we could have our Sundays to stroll in the park. And then I realized I don't really like to stroll in the park. I'd rather watch football. Exaggerating how much they like animals. They say a lot of men will exaggerate how much they like animals. Really? You have a couple short-haired, skinny cats with beady eyes? I love cats. Really? Let me show you pictures. Then you show them pictures like, oh, that's adorable. He's looking at the cat. Like, one of my cats, I love him to death, but he is one weird-looking mammal. I mean, just scary-looking. But that's shaky boo. How often they exercise? They say 72% admit that they will lie about how often they exercise. Yeah, you know, I'm going to call you tomorrow, you know, after I do my workout. And, I work out for a good couple of hours. I mean, I'll call you till about, you know, 11 o'clock. Meanwhile, they wake up at 10:45. That's okay. They're going to lie about their number of previous girlfriends. And ladies, can I just tell you something? Do not ask a man how many other women he slept with. What answer do you expect? You will either get a lie of heart. You're either going to get a lie or you're going to get the truth. So what's the point? Don't ask. To this day, my husband has not told me how many other girlfriends or sexual encounters he has. Maybe it's because the number still changes. Now, don't ask. Don't ask. And in fact, he has never asked me. Come to think of it, he has never asked me. Now, what I've done, though, all right, being the female of the partner, is I made it sound larger than it was originally. And the reason why, did I ever tell you guys why? Okay, you don't care? You're going to listen to this. For those of you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why would I lie to my husband about me having more sexual conquests than I have? Because I met my husband when we were in college. And he, to me, was like a player. Okay, meanwhile, I was
trying to be little Miss Innocent Virgin. I'm going to wait till I'm married. I'm going to wait till I'm married. I'm going to wait till I'm married. Okay? Then I wasn't dating him. I wasn't interested in him. I was dating somebody else. Really, you're a virgin? Drop, dump. Oh, really, you're a virgin? Dump. So I keep getting dumped. Okay? Things progress. Go to medical school, etc. Finally, I think my husband's exhausted. Okay? He's absolutely exhausted from, you know, his youth. So now I call. It's like, well, you know, my mom's on my butt, you know, to get married and get kids. Yeah, we'll go date. Now, I'm thinking, now, wait a second here, okay? All right? He is going to, with his experience, want somebody experienced. And so I wanted to not tell him that I had been around the block, but let him know that because I kept getting dumped for being a virgin. You see what I mean? So I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I had previous boyfriends and all that, but, you know, I feel more safe with you, and, you know, I don't know what the hell I told him. Then I'm like, well, wait a second, if I could get him, and he doesn't care that he thinks I slept with 10 guys or whatever, imagine what I could do with that information when I think I'm about to lose him and I need to use a get-out-of-jail-free card. So we were fighting about something, and I go, by the way, I lied to you. You did. I knew you lied to me, you stupid bitch. Well, why did you lie? I told you I had, you know, sex a lot before, and, you know, I really didn't. I just, you know, was afraid that you wouldn't want me, and I felt you deserved somebody experienced, and I wasn't experienced, and so I just have to come clean. I didn't want to lose you, and I thought it would help, and I shouldn't have lied. Okay, so now he's like, wait a second, we lied, but you lied about something good. So really? You know, you haven't been, you know, you aren't, right, you know, like a pair of boxers that have been worn so much that the elastic is all loose, you know. And he's like, wow, okay, well, that's, you know, babe, I forgive you. Like, really, you forgive me, baby? Yeah, I forgive you. Yeah. And he's like, I'll teach you everything you need to know. Teach you everything. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know the missionary position really well. So anyway, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. They lie. I lie, too. Whether they've been divorced, men will admit to lying about that. 72% will admit. Isn't it public record? I wouldn't lie about that. And then men will lie whether they have kids. Now, how the hell do you hide that? Now, remember, this is first date. This is first date, okay? So some men will not talk about the previous children they've had with other women, okay? So now here we are. You're trying to flirt. You're trying to enhance. You're trying to move this forward. How do you even get to that first date where you could lie? You got your lies all down. You know exactly what you're going to do. But how do you get her to go on that date? All right, we've talked about this, all right? We're not going to have enough time. Wiki How gives us a very beautiful dissertation on how to flirt by texting, how to flirt by chatting, all right? Because a lot of you guys don't really see the person one-on-one. One-on-one is really easy to flirt because you could smile, you could touch your shoulder. We got to hit some medical news, but what we'll do is we'll hit this in the second hour, and I'll teach you guys how to get your babe. 1-877-9-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Brett writes, I wish this nurse gets Ebola. She's so selfish, riding her bike and putting her community at risk. She should get Ebola. He goes on, I want everyone to stop for a second when it comes to this woman, this nurse, that's been in the news making headlines. Okay, I don't know if she really is that big of a pain in the butt, or if the media is making her look like, you know, as unruly as she's been. But I want us to stop when we start to wish that people get Ebola. And I see that happening. One of my patients said the same thing. He's like, you know, this nurse that doesn't want to go into quarantine. You don't want to start wishing that people get Ebola just to prove them wrong. I understand she's being cocky. I understand, and, you know, cocky is a turnoff, and, you know, a lot of times when somebody gets all cocky, they want to, a lot of us want to knock them down a notch, but, okay, we're better than that. We're humans. We don't wish Ebola on other people. We don't, you know, this is somebody that is not very easy about being kept in one place, psychologically, okay? Even though I would probably do the quarantine just because I know after what happened with the New York doctor and the doctor, forget his name, Chambers? No, I forgot. The one that came back from New York from Doctors Without Borders, etc., right? And then, unfortunately, I would understand with the community, and I would also understand that my community would be freaked out. And I'm very, very concerned about how Las Vegas thinks about me, you know, because I do a lot of stuff here in Vegas. I do a lot of TV work, charity work, etc. So for me, it would have been a no-brainer, all right? I would have just stuck to the quarantine. I would have hated it. I would have been climbing the walls, but I would have done it because I just would not want the stress and everybody freaked out, even if I didn't think I had Ebola. Okay, but psychologically, when you look at someone like Nurse, what is her name? Hickox, Casey Hickox. I could understand why she would be quote unquote freaking out. All right, you know, she is probably the type of person that doesn't want to just, you know, you can't keep down. Okay, I mean, she's, I think, a nurse for Doctors Without Borders. That takes somebody who has some energy, some work ethic, some spunk, okay? So, and again, I mean, I know a lot of us are kind of, you know, she's getting on her nerves. But remember, she did good work. And now we have this back and forth. The headlines surrounding Ebola is not the many more people being affected with Ebola, even though that's still going on, by the way. People think Ebola's quiet now because all this news is circulating around the nurse who went out for a bike ride. All right, but Ebola is still happening. But, you know, we as human beings, we don't need to now reduce ourselves to the point that we want to wish her bad so we could prove that she was wrong. Well, that'll show her. Really, is that really that satisfying? All right, somebody in a very nice, beautiful, complacent American community coming down with Ebola. So she could be a pain in the butt. She could be getting on your nerves, but just don't go there, please. I get it, but, you know, a lot of you are thinking that, you know. Somebody will be driving on down the road, cut you off really bad, and they're speeding. And then you'll look at them and you go, oh, I hope they, you know, crash or flip or whatever. No. Stop yourself from doing that, okay? We're people. We're humans. We're supposed to be good. Whether you're a good Christian, Jew, Mormon, Hindu, I don't know, Islam, whatever. You know, we don't wish bad on other people. And, but I will agree with you. You know, this is, if she's giving the main, authorities a hard time, she's a pain in the butt. I'll give you that. She's a pain in the butt. I just don't know where to go with this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, what's interesting, I'm looking at this story here on algae. And that they say there's a virus that is found in algae that has been detected in the throats of humans, okay? And that this virus could be linked to poor brain function. they say virus, a lot of viruses that sit on our body or that cohabitate, a lot of times we will ignore. And now we're starting to hear more and more about, well, you have HPV causing throat cancer in men. Now you have certain viruses that could be triggering certain brain issues. The virus that they're talking in question right now is called ATCV-1. It's found in algae and seems to be responsible for poor spatial awareness and shorter attention span. Where have we heard this before? Where people with less attention or attention issues could be because of a pathogen. We heard about this years ago with strep and OCD and ADD. Some people had found that when their kid had a strep throat, their ADD or OCD was worse, or if they were a carrier. I don't know how much I want to blame ADD and all these other things on viruses, but if chemicals and what we eat and nutrition have an effect on our psyche, why the hell not would a bacteria or virus that's living in our body? Apparently, Dr. Robert Yochen, lead author of this study, a virologist and pediatric infectious disease specialist, and his colleagues at the University of Nebraska stumbled across this algae virus by accident while they were studying microbes living in the throats of healthy humans for a non-related study. They took a bunch of swabs, looked at the DNA, and they found Acanthocystis terfacea cholerella virus 1, ATCV, thank heavens for the acronym, and it infects green algae, which includes about 7,000 water-dwelling organisms that kind of resemble plants, but they're in ponds and lakes and seas, etc. They had 40 people of the 92 that tested positive for this virus. The researchers found that people with this virus performed lower in a set of tasks that looked at the speed and accuracy for visual processing. For example, they said people who harbored this virus scored on average 9 points lower on a test that looked at how quickly they could draw a line between sequentially numbered circles on a piece of paper. Viral carriers also scored 7 points lower on attention tests. Now, the scientists decided to extend the study by infecting mice. Then they analyzed the mice and their performance during a battery of tests. Animals infected with the virus exhibited deficits very similar to those in humans. Now, the mice part was kind of important because some of you will look at the human test going, well, wait a second, some of these people may just not be able to, pay attention. So how do you know, where's the control? Well, you take a bunch of mice that perform the same and then infect them with the virus and see. So they basically did a maze. The mice had to navigate a maze. Some of them spent 30% less time examining a new object than other mice. Why less attention? So I don't know. I don't want to say we need to take antibiotics or take antivirals, and that's going to solve a lot of our ADD or OCD or depression issues, etc. But what I do like is the fact that we are looking at other things that could be looking at the whole picture. Whenever I hear, it's a way somebody eats and what they eat could cause them to do X, Y, Z, that makes sense. I also don't know why sometimes my memory is spot on and sometimes my memory isn't. Well, maybe I got some algae in the back of my throat. I don't know. So it's cool stuff nonetheless. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more medical news to talk about. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.